One, two, three into the four. What is up, my friends? Today is Friday, March 15th, and this is season three, episode 41 and episode 141 in total of Nothing But a Futt Thing, the show brought to you by a few friends in the Futt community just like yourselves. I'm your host, Kevin. However, I am not alone today. Joining me are a bunch of people. John, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, happy birthday, Futt. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. And Martin, how you doing, man?
Hey guys, what's up?
And back again today, Wasteful Blimp. Blimp, how you doing, dude? Good to see you, man.
Doing good, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed your guys' midweek with Brando and with KBT and Franco as well. So, we also had to get a legend of the community to join us. One of my favorite streamers out there. I'm not kidding. This guy is awesome. He also does a podcast with someone we had recently, Shogi. So, let's introduce Joey Donuts. What is up, my man? Oh my god, you look amazing, bro. I love the shirt.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. That was quite the intro. I promise you I will let you down if you come in with expectations like that into the stream. But I appreciate it. Very excited to be here talking Futt and kicking it with these guys. So yeah, thanks for having me, man.
What a voice. What a voice.
Oh. I can do ASMR if you like.
Damn. Try and get real close to the microphone, do something like this.
I love
now,
it. Jesus.
Now the paid section of the Discord won't just return you a pile of shit for your $20. We'll have that in there. So Joey, yeah, you gotta tell people where can we find you, man? Where's your streams? And plug the podcast too.
Yeah, of course. So Twitch, you can find me at JoeyDonuts17, X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, Tweetbox. JDonuts17. And yes, I do have a podcast with Shogi. We are the First Row Podcast. You find us on Spotify for now, which also, by the way, Kevin, I got to hit you up about getting onto Apple. I don't know exactly how to do it, but I'm trying to get on there. First Row Podcast, we talk about all things sports. We're heavy into college basketball right now, obviously a lot of NFL free agency buzz. So we just like to just to hang out, you know, have a quick chat about everything that's going on. And it's been a lot of fun. It's something different for me. I've just started getting into content creation like 7 or 8 months ago. So it's been a really good time just talking, having a great voice, I guess, according to Chop. I guess that's what works for me.
Yeah, man. And hey, the pleasure is ours. Yeah, I remember coming to your stream for the first time. What a guy. So you guys should definitely check out the streams and the podcast, actually, because, I mean, to be honest, I, as a kid, I always kept up with American sports a lot. I followed it, watched SportsCenter every day and night, Baseball Tonight every day and night. But haven't kept up with it in about 10 years. So now I have your guys' podcast, which is awesome. And it's easy to listen to and it's fun to listen to. You get to learn about all the sports. There's football in there. This football and the other football, which depending on which, you know, you prefer as your main football, and women's college basketball. We got to hear about Caitlin Clark, of course. So great stuff. And you guys should definitely check him out. But the reason that you're here is Futt birthday is here. Yes, Futt birthday. Woo. Happy birthday, EA. Well, Futt. We have a lot of stuff that came, though. There's a ton of stuff that came for the contest today. The ultimate birthday team one is in packs. So I was trying to find the card types, like, look at them. Apparently they're called ultimate birthday if you're looking for that. The Komon SBC is here. Five star. That is awesome. Very cool and exciting. We'll talk about that. There's a flash SBC as well. There is the Socrates dude. Socrates is here. Five star. Looks great. There's an 80 plus triple upgrade, 87 plus campaign pick, 83 times 10. There are new evolutions also, which we're definitely going to talk about. So guys, a ton of shit did come today. Let me ask you guys real quick. Let's start off before we get into the promo team and everything. Guys, did you see the Evos? These are cool. I love it. Has anyone, any of you guys, have you guys like picked out one of the ones that you want? Have you guys looked through it? Because I know I have. I figured out a few. So Blimp, I see you nodding your head. Who are you doing, man?
Yeah, the people who follow me on Twitter and the people that have listened to the podcast for a while will know I've been waiting for an Evo for my 84 Centurions Harvey Elliott that I spent like $300,000 to get in October. He was never really that usable, but he's a vibe, and now he's going to be 5'5", 89 overall. His play styles are insane, and like if you've used that future stars Harvey Elliott, he moves so nice on the ball. So I'm just really excited to have a 5'5 version of him, just skill around like a maniac dude, probably play him out on the wing. And it's just going to be so enjoyable. It's not going to be the most meta card. It's not going to get you to 18 wins in weekend league, but it's going to be fun, and that's what I'm here for. So I'm super, super excited. He is the easiest choice of all time for an Evo. John, I saw you nodding your head as well. Who are you looking at?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you follow me, you know I'm a big fan of Alexander Isak. And if you follow football and foot, you know he had a showdown card that did not get upgraded. Newcastle, unfortunately, lost to the worst team in the Premier League. And he won't get any upgrades. So, it is what it is. But he does have a Winter Wild Cards version with a dynamic with Travella Plus already that does fit into this Evo. He, of course, already has five-star weak foot, but now he's got five-star skills. And a little bit taller of a guy, 6'4", tall for a striker for sure. So not the best on the left stick, but with the five-star skills, I've been doing the ball roll scoops. I'm a ball roll scoop merchant this year. I can practice my Elasticos, my McGeady cancels. I know Blimp and Kev will be happy to hear that. So, yeah, that's one already. I sniped one fresh after I just sold my one that I had bought fresh already for 17K. And then now I bought a fresh one for 55K. So do not follow me for trading advice. But yeah, that's an easy one for me. And then there's a bunch of them that I have in my club that I'm excited about. Dom Solanke, I did his first Evo that he could fit into. He's 5'5". I've got Centurions, Correa, who I held on to. I think he was in like a draft objective. Hold on to him for a future Evo. He's 5'5 and looks amazing. And then Working Trailblazer Kubo. So I think that is my front runner for my second option because Twerking Kubo, 5'5", he feels butter in game already with the skills, with the weak foot. I mean, that card is going to be amazing. And the twerking dynamic, you just let ride whenever you score on your opponent. So I think that I've got my mind made up now. I'm talking myself into it. What about you, Joey? Have you looked at this Evo? Do you have anybody in your club right now or anybody out there you're looking to purchase to throw into the Evo?
I have taken a look. I think the one thing I'll say about evolutions and obviously the thing that's been going on a lot, throughout the past few weeks is like you're starting to figure out that EA wants you to hold on to some of those special cards, those 84, 85s, from previous promos. And that is not something that I did. So all of the fun things that you guys are talking about, unfortunately, I don't have access to, or at least like had in the club. I do have one. I have Nico Jackson. I started doing an evolution for him for my Senegalese team during the Streamer World Cup, which I went down in style. Thanks, Blimp. I had done the showdown SBC. It was like during the middle of the World Cup. So I wound up just sticking with that one. And I was definitely a plastic Liverpool fan that day. I was rooting for Nico Jackson's upgrade through and through. Didn't get that. However, I wound up just not finishing this Nico Jackson Evo because I'm like, unfortunately, probably not going to use him very much. But now look at this. He's an 85. And now with the upgrade, he'd be a 90 rated. Five-star. 92 acceleration and sprint speed. The agility and balance is still kind of an issue, but he's a big body. He's already got 99 jumping. His stamina and strength go up. Passing's a bit of an issue. And the play styles are a bit of an issue as I took a look. He's got the first touch plus, obviously. But Rapid and Tiki-Taka are the other play styles there. So probably the only one that I would take a look at. I haven't had a chance to look on the market or consider some of the other folks that you guys have talked about here. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with the Evo for the moment. A little lacking for me.
Nice. That sounds good. I'm actually looking at my season objective reward Adebayo card. Awoniji card as a possible Evo. And I have the Team of the Week Adebayo as well. So a couple of good options to test out some bigger strikers, which I haven't done this year yet. But crossing seems to be very effective, and both of them have good play styles to, play a little bit more physical and, cross the ball a bit more into the box. So those would be my two main options. I haven't looked at any options to, you know, buy off the market. I usually like to run an untradeable first owner, so I'm not that into buying players. But with the Evos, it's a bit different because they turn into untradeable. So I think in that sense, you can make an exception. How about you, Kevin?
Yeah, so it works out for me because I already have an 84 Osmoon Evo, and guess what? Now it becomes five star. Amazing. Like, you know, just what you want to see, right? So I'm very happy there. I can't decide for the other. So that's the one that you pay 100K for. We paid 100K. We started that. It's actually running, being rubber banded currently. So free wins to you guys and rivals, right? So if you come get your wins right now, it's happening. So we're doing that. And then I was looking at the other one. There's some Japanese players that fit in. I was kind of a disappointment. Actually, this very annoying, I'd just like to say. Very annoying what EA have done here with the in-progress EVOs thing. Like, they block. I get the reasoning is that we don't try to do these, like, crazy chain ones, right? But, like, what about the people like me, man? Okay, I mean, this is a personal problem. But I have, like, an 81 Asano, a Takuma Asano, and he's an 81, and he's, like, halfway done with an Evo. And I was like, all right, like, if we don't finish him, I don't have the time to finish him. At least he'll go into another Evo. He's 81 rated, and that's cool. But now he can't go in because they've decided to block off the in-progress thing. What if I put in money and I decided I just want to go him halfway that way for a future Evo? Just saying, EA, very well, okay, that's kind of ridiculous. But still, it's kind of, it sucks, so it's annoying. So for that reason, not sure what I'm going to do there. But overall, very cool. I love that they're giving us five-star weak foot, five-star skills. That's what we want to see. This is actually what I've been looking for from Evos for a long time. Skill move, weak foot upgrades, they've come, but very few and far in between. This is great. So this is what you want to see, right? So a lot better. Hopefully more to come. I assume more to come. This is fitting with the theme of foot birthday, right? If we get Evos, surely they get five-star weak foot or skills or both, right? I would happily pay for that, to be honest, right? Coins. But that is very cool. And there's a whole promo team. Speaking of five-star weak foot and five-star skills, a lot of cards came. The Socrates dude is here. That Coman is here that we mentioned also. Those are awesome. I know Blimp already started Socrates dude, and I'm actually curious. So what drew you to him? Because I was streaming just before this, and he got, you know, he was mentioned. He's the new SBC, right? And we're talking about it, and I was saying, I don't know. Like, he's either going to be crazy, like he's going to be insane, or I don't know if he's going to work. So what drew you to him? Very interesting actually in that card.
Yeah, for sure. Well, again, if you follow me on Twitter for a while, or if you've listened to the podcast before, you'll know my favorite player in the game is that SBC Zidane, and he's got like the bigger body type. I think his accelerate type on a Hunter is mostly lengthy, but I also really like him on a controlled lengthy, and that's what Socrates is. So just like that big body type of skiller, 5'5", there's just really no flaws at all. Also, he has the trickster trait, which for me is really fun as a skiller to do, like the little flick ups and go for a volley or something. So dude, I can't find a flaw in the card. I was telling Joey before the pod, usually I go for like the more agile dribblers, but for some reason this year that Zidane is just unreal. So I think Socrates could kind of be something like that Zidane, and the idea of using both of them together, you know, both 5'5", both like 90 strength, just absolute brutes, but they're also extremely good on the ball and can link up the play. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me. I was looking at Komen, and then I didn't even know there was a Socrates SBC, but once I saw it, it's full send. So I've already done two 88s, the 89 and the 90. I think I've got 7 squads left, and I've still got fodder in my club. So I'm putting together the last 88 right now, and I might have them by the end of the day. I might just send 500K because this is the reason I trade, is to just get these cards in the club as soon as possible, man. So I'm really excited.
Nice. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm interested. I don't know what I'm going to do yet because actually fodder has been flowing today. I don't know. I know a lot of you guys have saved packs and stuff. I feel like the weight on the fodder has been all right. I don't know. But Joey, have you taken a look at these? Are you interested in either of these SBCs that have come today? And also, actually, real quick, because we did just finish up a showdown series. Did you do any of those? I'm curious because I'm on the fence about the pie. I don't really know. So I want to hear what you think.
Yes. So I'll answer the second question. I did complete Bobby Clark, who wound up being great for me. We take the draw there. I mean, it's okay. It's okay, right? I threw him into then the upgrade, which, you know, of course I probably should have been a little bit more patient with that, because now there's other you know, cards coming out that look pretty cracked. But as a box to box, I paired him with Sawa this weekend league, and he wound up being outstanding for me. I actually really enjoyed it. I was worried about like the aura, quote unquote, that comes with a card like that, you know, in case, you know, kind of like the normal body types and stuff like that, like nothing unique. And it wound up being really solid for me. I don't know if any of you guys did it, but I actually plan on keeping him around for a while. So I've really enjoyed that. As far as either of these SBCs goes, I'll double down with Blimp here. I'm thinking I'm going to finish this Socrates. Incisive Plus is, if you don't have like a center mid or, you know, a player in the center of the park there that's got that play style, or you've never used it, it is outstanding. I use Kessler, the UEFA card for a while, and man, she wound up holding her own just for that play style alone. If you've got, you know, like the cut inside wingers or center forwards on some of your with the tactics there, it's such a good one, because like they can kind of get that pass in to that runner at the end of the pitch. So really enjoy that play style. So that, along with technical, bigger body, I do enjoy that type of player as well. So definitely thinking about doing Socrates. Going to be quite the grind for me. My club is mudded. I haven't been grinding as much as normal, but we'll have a look at it for sure.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I do love that we're going to hopefully, I mean, I assume, continue to get 5-star skills and weak foot guys to come, right? But John, do either of these interest you? Socrates, dude, as well as Coman?
Coman, not so much. I think he's got like 83 or 84 composure, which I'm sure is fine on the wing. Not really relying on him to be your main goal scorer. But Socrates, dude, for sure. Really interested in this guy's like actual life. He seemed like a super cool big personality and fought for a lot of really good causes. So that guy's always been intriguing to me. 5'5", like Joey was saying, the play styles look amazing. He's a bigger bodied. Wish he would have had a little bit more defensive stats so I could play him in kind of a more like center mid role. But other than that, you know, I think he's going to be super fun. I'm sure I kind of want to watch some gameplay of him just to see what he's looking like before I commit to him, because yeah, there's like a 90 rated squad in there that's going to really hurt the club to submit stuff for. But yeah, definitely interested in that. It's going to be a super fun and different type of card. I don't think a ton of people are going to go out and do them, so that's intriguing to all of us who I feel like are kind of hipsters here. But yeah, that's very intriguing. I think EA leaked their entire like SBC schedule, so you can go out and look at that. Quadrado looks interesting. Grimaldo, Openda looks like he's going to probably have like a 5-star weak foot or a 5-star skill player pick type deal. But yeah, very, very exciting times to come. Claude Makélélé is getting an SBC too if you want like a medium high. So yeah, that one looks interesting. I think, did he have a promo card? Was it this year or last year? I think it was this year that he's been, people are liking him a lot more this year. I could be making that up, but that one is very interesting to me as well. So yeah, I think again, EA have knocked it out of the park for the first day of the promo once again.
Oh no. Yeah, we do this every week, right? We've started this. We say this every week now too. We say every week that we say that it's going to be a banger promo, and that last week we also said the same thing before everything went to shit, right? But we did say the same thing last week, to be fair, and I thought it was kind of good. So Martin, I don't know, are you interested in either of these SBCs? And at least Showdown Series was good, I thought, right? Or maybe not.
Yeah, I think it was a good week, like a chill week with some good content, some nice SBCs. Showdown SBCs are great because they make you engage with real life football. I think I've said it before on the show that I like live cards and Showdown SBCs that, you know, make you want to watch a game that you maybe wouldn't have watched otherwise. So great week. I did the Akanji SBC. I submitted one squad for Bobby Clark and then forgot to finish off the SBC because I was traveling. So that was dumb. Yeah. But yeah, very, very fun week. And Socrates, what can I say? I really liked his, what was it, shapeshifter last year. I think that was more of a defensive-minded CM type of card, if I'm not mistaken. I think he had high work rates and more defensive presence. I think this card is more of an attacking midfielder, even a striker, because he has great shooting, 88 finishing, which is good enough, I think, and 98 composure. So, you know, he's not gonna get cold feet when it when he has to score, and he has a pretty cool dynamic pick, which is something that I value a lot too. So, yeah, generally speaking, that card is awesome. Looking at the play styles, you know, press proven, technical plus, which I really like. And Joey already said it, incisive pass, which is also great to have. So, yeah, I think I'm going to wait for a blimp review later on this weekend and see if I want to commit to that. I hadn't seen the schedule that John mentioned, but I'm looking at it now, and it says that tomorrow we're getting Maya Yoshida. And yes, on Sunday,
come on.
Yeah, and Sunday we're getting Makelele, which is something that I look forward to, because I really like having a medium high work rated midfielder in my team. I don't know why it is, but I just do. And Makelele is a player that I liked in real life a lot, so we'll see how that SBC comes out. Hopefully it's a nice one. But I think it's interesting that EA put out this calendar and then that they leaked the entire team themselves early on today. So we'll see what else comes. But
almost no leaks.
Almost no leaks. Yeah. But I see here that, yeah, so we're probably getting a mini release, right? Because some of the icons that are featured in the EA tweet aren't yet available. Like, I don't think Blanc is available yet, or Roy Keane, Zambrotta. I don't know if those are available right now, but we might get a mini release tomorrow, I think, right?
Yeah. Or Sunday maybe, I assume.
Sunday maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that whole situation has been very interesting, right, guys? So I'm sure a lot of us were thinking yesterday, and I know a lot of us talked about it yesterday, right? We're saying, wow, this is great. This is so exciting. No leaks. Like, this is the first time we're going into promo. There are no leaks, and everyone loved it. It's been so long since that's happened. And if you guys were around before leaks, like pre-leak time, and you got there on the Friday, you got really excited because, and you know, not because any pre-leaking, but because the promo team was there. You didn't know it was coming. You didn't know what the SBCs were. And it was awesome, and it was exciting, and it was fun. It was cool, right? And we all knew that feeling. We thought we were about to get it again today, and EA just leaked the team themselves, which was really weird, right? They put out there's that graphic that we saw and everything too. And I actually thought the graphic was interesting because I was actually surprised that we didn't see in the bottom. They forgot to edit out the follow foot sheriff and @criminal_x or something on there, to be honest, because as we know, well, I don't know, that maybe I'm going too tinfoil hatty there, but very strange actually what happened there. I don't know what happened there, honestly.
Yeah, I hope that's going to be more of a common thing, man. We were talking yesterday, like going in the content today. So last night we were playing some Fortnite, which was a vibe. That game was fun with the boys, but we hadn't seen any leaks as of last night. And so I did not get on Twitter between last night and today at content. So for the first time in what feels like years, dude, I don't know how long it's been since we've been getting leaks, but I loaded up the game at content, like not knowing anything about a player that was going to be released. So like I got to see Komen and Socrates, and I still haven't even looked at the whole team because I haven't been on Footbin or anything, but just like that feeling of like it kind of like nostalgia, like it's not because it's the same game that we've been playing, but the feeling of like going into content and like genuinely being surprised by a sick Socrates SBC, that was really cool. So I don't know that I'll be able to do that in the future, but if this becomes a normal thing where like as of Thursday we have no leaks, then you might just not catch me on Twitter between Thursday and Friday at content, because it was just really fun, man. It was a really cool experience today, and I feel like it got me more excited about the game and more excited about the content in general. So, Joey, what are your thoughts on the whole leak situation, and what was your content experience like today?
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to chime in. You know, I work for a public company, and I find it so interesting that stuff like this can be leaked without any ramifications. Like, it continues to happen and happen and happen. And I think to myself, like, how in the world is, like, because it's employees, right, that are obviously sharing the information to a source, and then they're tweeting it out, whatever. And, you know, there's, like, watermarks on stuff that I view that isn't shouldn't be available to the public for X days and stuff. Like there's, it has, like, my name on it. And to get away with it seems crazy. And the fact that it's like continue to happen over and over is pretty wild. So it's either that they got to the bottom of that or which, you know, whatever you want to say, they took them out back. It was very exciting for sure, because it's I've been like starting to get a little disconnected from the game a little bit. And I'm not actually much on social myself, but to have loaded into Footbin today. And, you know, in preparation just to talk about it on this podcast, like, it was cool, man. Like, just going through it, you know, just all at once. Everyone's kind of sharing the same excitement. EA even had their, they went live this afternoon at content to, like, go over some of it with Diogo Jota, which was kind of neat, something different that they do. So might want to go back and look at that. They were doing, like, drops and stuff like that. But that's something a little bit different that I think does a good job of capturing the audience a little bit more and like getting people hyped and excited about what's coming out. So I really enjoyed that for sure.
Yeah. Feeling that we haven't felt in a long time in FIFA, that sort of excitement. Right. So I assume John and Martin, you guys went through the same thing. Cause when I opened up the game today and I saw the Coman SPC, I got so excited. Like, honestly, it was so cool. I mean, I don't know if he's for me. I don't think I'm going to do him, but it was fun and exciting, right? Which is the whole point, right? So honestly, great. And then we also got some objectives too. I think we got, what league is it? We got some league one that's similar to the one we had last week for NWSL. Maybe it was...
I think it's the championship.
Is it? We have... Oh, it's Burnley. Yeah. It's... Okay, yeah.
Burnley, so, very cool. Sheffield, and Luton.
Oh, Prem.
Yeah. Oh, Prem, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well,
next championship size.
Yeah. Sorry. But
sorry, guys.
Yeah. Whoops. Sorry, we're American after all, right? Cannot expect too much out of us.
Exactly.
Oh man, John, you're gonna have to help me out with that, man.
Yeah, it's all
but
good.
Yeah, I got. But alongside those objectives, obviously the promo team and the icons came. So guys, I want to hear if there are any that are like really cool or exciting or interesting to you. Because I've seen a lot of people, they're all packing this Rose Lavelle. They all got 5-star skills Rose Lavelle, 5-star weak with Rose Lavelle. That looks fun. So that's great that we have two different versions like that. I'm hoping maybe we get some, maybe SBCs even like that at some point. Especially for attackers, right? You get the choice. 5-star weak foot or 5-star skills. I'd be curious what you guys are, 5-star skill or weak foot guys. I assume Blimp and me are the skills guys, and maybe the rest of you guys are weak foots. I'm not sure, but John, are there any players that in particular that you'd be very excited to try this week?
Oh man, well, I was in your stream, Kevin, when I packed one of them. That's Varela, center mid.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice. So,
yeah, and then I saved a few packs. I saved a handful of 83x10s, my 84x10 from Rivals. So I got him from one of those. And then I got Serge Milinkovic Savage from that too. So he looks interesting too, because he already has a 5-star weak foot. So now he's 5-5. Barella looks amazing. I know he's one of all of our, like, especially Martin, Kevin, and I's goats on this game. I think we've all established. So yeah, super excited about him. He's got 5-star weak foot.
The link to Bastoni too.
Exactly. Yeah, because I was in our little group chat, and I was like, what do I do with these dupes? And then I forgot Bastoni is still out there. So perfect link there. bada bing, bada boom. And now we hope that he gets the upgrade. They're at home against Napoli, so really like their chances there. And just to piggyback off that, I thought the showdown SBCs were amazing this week. So lots of variety, lots of good player choices, and I think EA smashed it. Messi, who our good friend Nick has packed already, 5-5 high low. He's still got, yeah, he still has the technical plus. He has finesse plus now, so it's hard to imagine a better card than that in the game right now, specifically as like a cam or maybe a false nine striker, center forward. Bakayo Saka, I think I'm very, very interested in. He's a very versatile card. I think he's going to play amazing as Evan, as like one of your floating LCM, or if you play like a three-man midfield and have an attacker in one of those places, he looks amazing. So lots of cards. I won't take them all like Brando likes to do when he's on. But I don't know. What about you, Martin? Any of these cards you're just dying, or that has just caught your interest right away, or what are you looking at, man?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I gotta say, the Messi card is probably gonna be incredible. I was lucky enough to get the Team of the Year version, and this foot birthday. I suck at the game, so it's okay.
I'm just kidding.
but this version, he also has improved work rates. I think he's high low now, which is nice too. So definitely going to be one of the best cards in the game for sure. And, you know, the Rodrigo from Real Madrid, he's got high medium work rates now too. 5-star skills, 4-star weak foot. That's a card that I would definitely like to try out. And, Diogo Jota, man, what can I say about that card? 5-star, 5-star, aerial plus, is that? That's, yeah, aerial plus with power header, rapid plus. So play styles that I associate with Jota in real life, which is nice. And yeah, you said it, Bukayo Saka. He is difficult to deal with in game. Even his Team of the Week version is tough to come up against because he has a good body type, I think, this year for a winger, similar to the one that the hero, fantasy hero McManaman has. You know, taller, kind of bigger guy, but not slow. So good combination of body type, pace. So he'll definitely be one of the better options this week. And yeah, I think Bowie, the fullback for Bayern Munich, the French fullback, right back, he's probably going to be incredible in game as well. Good pace, great physicals and dribbling. So more of a defensive type of player. So yeah, definitely an interesting promo. I still haven't packed any of them, but I was meaning to ask you guys, are there any more special cards in packs right now? Because I just packed Team of the Year honorable mentions Musiala card out of an 83 times 10.
Yeah, I think they all feature either the one they've, so they put best of back in packs, and I think all of the ones that they've put back in have either 5-star skills or weak foot, I guess, you know, to fit the theme, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, right,
but EA don't really, do they really tell us this anywhere? Do they put out like a list? Like, I mean, I'm sure there is somewhere, but it's not very easy, or like, you know, I host the fucking podcast talking about this game, right? We all do, and like, I'm sure, like, Martin's asking also, who's in packs? Like, we don't know. Like, it's, I'm sure there's a list somewhere, but you need to be like a private investigator to figure out where that list is. But I got Futre, so I know he's in packs for sure.
Yeah, I got excited because I saw some different type of animation when I opened the pack, and I was like, oh yeah, nice. My first foot birthday card. And then I saw him, and he's a dupe. So now I have a, what is it, 91 rated dupe that I have to put somewhere. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll start Socrates. Who knows?
Ooh.
And EA have a QR code on their news tab on the Ultimate Team page. And I'm going through it right now. So I don't know. Maybe you can find something out from there. But it's kind of stupid because they have a news tab. You click A or X or whatever on your controller to enter the tab. And then there's like separate tabs where it'd be really easy to like read information. And then it's all blank. So they're onto something, but they're, I don't know. Again, they're pretty incompetent. So I guess scan the QR code. Maybe it'll help you out. Maybe it won't.
Man, that is neat. But like, couldn't they just put the list where the QR code is instead of the QR code have the list there? I don't know.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the new season?
Ooh, yeah. That Musa was it? Musa? Some card in there wasn't. No, that was last time. Wait,
McKinney.
No, that's what it was. McKinney. Yeah, looks good. Yeah, looks good. Is there anyone that you guys are interested in?
I'm interested in Insigne. Yeah, Insigne.
Yeah.
Skills, right?
Early.
Yeah, 5-star skills. And for me, it's a little tough because, like, I just don't really think 5-4 or 4-5 is anything special at this stage of the game. So, like, I'm mainly excited about the 5-5 options, like the Socrates. But Insigne is one of my, if not, like, my main FIFA GOAT. So I'm really excited to get a skill or Insigne. It seems we always end up getting some sort of 5-star skills Insigne. And he's always a ton of fun to use. His left 6 crazy. I think they gave him Trickster, too. Don't quote me on that. I hope they did. But even if
they
not,
did.
A lot of fun. Yep. Okay, they did? Sweet, yeah. So I'm going to have a blast using that Insigne card. Other than that, man, this might be an unpopular opinion. I kind of don't like how we're forced to choose the player options because I typically take the fodder packs because I'm not really interested in cards that aren't really unique, I guess. I say that, and then I'm doing Socrates, which I'm sure a lot of people are. But like the season pass players just never really excite me unless it's like a specific player that I love. So I'm okay with the season, but I don't think it's as crazy as a lot of people seem to think it is. But the content today is amazing, so I don't want to bring any negative vibes. The content today is awesome. But what are you saying, Joey?
That Insigne card, it was a Rule Breakers last year. That was an objective card. I don't know if you guys remember. I used that card for like half of the year because it was so much fun to use, which honestly, at this point, I guess a little dissimilar to you, Blimp, is I'm just doing using players that I kind of want to use. I've like thrown out caring about results in this game because the more I do that, the more I get upset. And the more, you know, when you suck at the game and you're using meta cards and you put a lot of pressure on yourself and then you wind up with 11 wins anyway, I'm like, what am I doing to myself? Why am I just not trying to enjoy this experience? You know, like,
yeah,
I have a full-time job. I have a wife. I have like good things going in my life. And then I get on here and I get miserable for 3 hours in an evening. It's like, what am I doing?
Exactly, man.
So I think I can get down with an Insigne or, you know, like this McKinney is, you know, for us Yanks is kind of a cool card. You know, of course, full, you know, Club 80, one of those cards that would have been insane in previous FIFAs. That's now just like part of the norm. But you know, it's just stuff like that. Like I've started to look at it a little bit differently, and you know, I can get down with any of the kind of the objective card just to try them out and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're also reaching that sort of stage of the year too. Like this happens during the summer for sure, where like every week there's just like like a lot of us have a really crazy like main team, if that's your thing, right? Like if you put out your best team, it would be insane, right? And I think we've got to the point where a lot of cards that come that are affordable, available via SBCs, objectives, whatever, are pretty close or close enough that you can still compete at like a similar level. And I've got to that point where I'm just changing my team every week now. I have a completely different team every week because it's just got to that stage already. And this usually doesn't happen until summer, so kind of interesting that this has hit now. I don't know how EA is going to deal with this once TOTS come. Maybe TOTS comes and it just blows everything wide open. You get extra playstyle pluses and it changes everything. And then we start grinding and sweating really hard again. I don't know, but for me, I'm in like a similar boat, I guess, to you. I'm just kind of, I don't know, just trying to have fun and try all these cards and stuff at this point for sure. It's that's where we're at, right? Because if I did try to improve like my best possible team. If that's what I was trying to do, I don't even know if I could, if I even wanted to. So
yeah, there's nothing to do until you get to like 3 mil type value of cards. Like for those of us that are constantly grinding the game, that's why to me, yeah, using the fun cards just freshens it up. But that's also why when we were going through the cards that interest us in this promo, I was looking, there's a 5/5 Milinkovic Savage that looks insane. Like I cannot find a flaw in this card. And he is fodder already. Content has been out for not even 2 hours. There's also this Stash, who I'm sure you guys have seen. He's 87. He's 5/5, intercept plus, 93 interceptions. Like, I promise you this card is insane in-game. He's 12K. So it, like, it's cool because the cards are packable. And for those of us that play the game this way, it's, like, really attainable to, like, load your club with these kind of cards and then use them for however long you want to. Like, I'm changing my team every 2 to 3 games just because it keeps it fresh. So it's really cool that we have the option to be able to do that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah, I packed that Stash card today, so he's very packable, possible to achieve. John got Millie Savage also, so that's cool, right? I think that I know that last year we reached a point at this stage of the year where everyone's teams are exactly the same from Team of the Year all the way until TOTS, and it looks like we've sort of reached that point again, but there are options, right? So at least something different to do and fun, right? Because I don't know if we had this many fun options last year anyways. I was doing the RTGs and everything to force the fun, so that was kind of cool.
This promo is going to do a good job of like really pushing you a little bit outside your comfort zone as far as like who you're going to play with. Blimp, you were mentioning some of like the, you know, Stosh and these other folks. Ghost, Robin Gosens, who I like to call Goldsons. Last year he had this insane animation with bicycle kicks on corner kicks. Unbelievable card. I used his team of the week over the over weekend league, and he was outstanding. He's got incisive and block, which is a super interesting pairing at left back. And I've started to use my left back as a more attacking role. And I think it's another one that's going to just be fun to use. You know, right now, who did I have out there? Who's like, I had, you know, Davies out there, which is like, you know, me and 90% of the other people playing this game. So it's just something different and like just better on the ball, maybe, you know, maybe not as quick, but has like just a different style to the game. And, you know, you can make tactics that change it up. Like it's starting to feel like with the playstyle pluses, you can get like really unique and to Kevin's point, like not miss out on your wins or stuff like that. So sorry, John, take it away, man.
No, yeah. Kevin, your favorite left back, Robin Gosens.
Right? Oh, this guy. Yes. Favorite left back. I the less said, the better about this guy.
No, that's a great point that, you know, Blimp just made and Kev. There are like, there's those options that everyone's going to have in their team, but I feel like there's like 3 or 4 times that many that are just like God squad options. Like center backs now, we've got Akanji, we've got Maldini, we've got Bastoni, we've got, and I mean, so many of that. Carvalho is really good. That's an SBC. We got like, oh, Yashin's an SBC. He's amazing. He's very, very difficult to get past. Right back, left back, Rolfo, Davies, et cetera, et cetera. Cafu at right back. So just amazing. So this, like, I'm using like 6 different players this week. Yeah, I think Kev, you were asking if we were skill move or weak foot guys. I don't know. I'm using a full 5-star skill, 4-star weak foot attack this weekend. So ooh, I'm really excited about that. Doing the ball roll scoops. I'm loving doing the sombrero flicks. Trying to get my croquetas down. I know that's only a 4-star skill, but I'm trying to mess around with that. I love how that comes off. Kev, you sent me for one of those in our game that we won't talk about. From the World Cup, but yeah, fuck that Ito, by the way. Yeah, I'm loving the variety this year. So like there's tons of and really, really good cards. If you've grinded this game really hard, you've probably got like 2 or 3 options in each position that are like elite cards that you can just rotate for squad building purposes. You want to have some fun. Maybe you like some more than the others, but yeah, it's hard to knock that this year.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I love it. And then, sorry, one thing real quick about what you mentioned about Gosens. I won't give my very biased comments about a previous promo card he had in the past, but I would say the incisive pass, and John has mentioned it before, on fullbacks is awesome. You just send someone down the line with it. just ping a ball over, and then yeah, your winger is usually through, right? We love, all of us love running up the lines and cutting it back, right? Of course, right? So, I mean, if you like to score goals in this game, you gotta love that. But Martin, have you gotten a chance to try out any new cards lately? I know I've seen you. You're taking the screenshots of Messi and the sick AIK kit and everything. So I know you're having fun with Messi, but have you gotten a chance to try out any new players? Maybe it was a showdown. I know you've been away from the game a bit, but and we've missed you. I'm glad you're back, but is there anyone?
There's actually one card that I packed last week that I wasn't too sure how to feel about it at the time, and it was Steve McManaman, the fantasy hero card. So I was like, oh, nice, it's a hero card, and it's a special card and whatever. But then I decided to play him as my right winger in the 4-3-3 that I like to use. And yeah, he is one of my favorite cards this year. I'll say that. He's super powerful, great dribbling, great pace. His finishing stats are a lie because he finishes everything. So I'm having a lot of fun using him. And other than that, you know, Rolfo and Werner, Timo Werner, who I like a lot too. But I decided to use some of my fantasy cards that I packed last week, a couple of weeks ago, sorry, like that Couto card, you know, the right back for Girona, and he is awesome. He looks really tiny when you play with him on screen, but he's super quick. He has good passing, and yeah, for such a small guy, he has a pretty good defensive presence. So, yeah, I think I'm going to roll with that. I didn't get a chance to play Weekend League last week, so I'm excited to play this week, and especially after trying out a new formation yesterday, and that's my good friend, Wasteful Blimps, 4-1-2-1-2 narrow. Which I was a bit skeptical of because I've never been able to play with that formation. But I was like, okay, let's give it a go. And yeah, let's just say it's really good. So I'm going to roll with that. And yeah, my trusted 4-3-3 as well. So yeah, we'll start tomorrow, though. Fridays aren't a day where I enjoy playing any weekend league.
No, I don't enjoy playing on Fridays. The gameplay is horrible. We talked about it last week. The midweek talked about it last week as well. Don't play your games on Fridays if you're trying to squeeze into your first weekend league or something like that. It's not a good idea usually, right? For colleagues, yeah. Anyways. But yeah, I mean, and by the way, if you guys want to check out Blimp's tactics, you can go on his X. You should definitely check him out. He knows what he's doing. He's a great player. And speaking of Weekend League, Martin, I played again this weekend. I played last weekend for the first time in a long time and was great. I had a lot of fun. So Showdown Series got me back hooked again to gameplay anyways, and I'm ready to go because I wanted to grind everything possible to make sure I had all the fodder possible to do all those SBCs. So I'm very excited again to play this weekend, of course.
Nice.
And is there anything else you guys wanted to touch on? We do have a couple questions as well, if there's nothing else you guys wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I want to touch on actually a few Showdown players and then some upgraded fantasy players. Just like fantasy kind of overlaps with the next promos the next couple weeks because these cards get upgrades. So I'm always trying new players, so I just wanted to shout out a couple. I was using my new 4-1-2-1-2 narrow tactics, which, Martin, I'm glad you enjoy. The feedback on that has been amazing, so it's really cool to see. I like seeing people enjoy the game, so it's cool to be a small part of that. But the Showdown promo, so I did the Chilwell, I did Bobby Clark, which I could, oh my god, that Bobby Clark card, I know I was telling y'all off pod, I put him in the Evo, he is genuinely the best center mid I've used in the whole game. Like, I'm not joking, I have Winter Wildcard's Hullet, I tried Sawa's Loan, I've used a ton of players, man, he is the best. He does everything the best, I've used him everywhere on the whole field. It's unreal. I could go on about that card for a long time, but that's not what this is about. So I did the Depay. And then I used upgraded Marmoush. I don't know if y'all saw that. He's Egyptian from Frankfurt. He got a fantasy card. He went from 86, I think, to 89. And he is ridiculous. So I was actually using him. And then they dropped that showdown Frankfurt-Dortmund. Probably butchering this. Knauf, however you say his name. It's a pretty terrible card at face value. And it's overpriced. And people weren't happy. But I'm happy because I like using those kind of cards. And I used him and Marmoush up front and my 4-1-2-1-2 with upgraded Furich, the German stud fantasy.
And good.
Dude, he is amazing. And I made it to Division 1 with that team, which I probably should have been in Division 1 anyway, but like using those kind of players to just climb comfortably from Division 2 to Division 1, John touched on it, Kevin touched on it. You don't have to use the most meta players to have fun in this game. So it was really fun using like a super off meta team with Marmoush and Knauf up front and beating guys with like Eusebio and Maldini. So it just, I don't know. Enjoy the game how you want to, but for me, that was just, that was a vibe, man. And I love the Showdown promo personally. I think the fantasy cards that got upgrades are sick, specifically Marmoush. Like, he went from absolutely nothing to being insane, and he's going to get a 90 next week, and he could even go 91. I think they need 5 goals in 2 games, so it's not out of the cards for him to go 91. So keep an eye on these fantasy cards. There's a lot of good coins to be made in them as well. I've been tweeting about that a lot, so yeah, there's coins to be made and just good vibes. I think the patch helped gameplay. I've been really enjoying it. So I got nothing but positivity today, man. I just wanted to touch on a couple of those cards. Joey, you're kind of nodding your head. Were there any cards over the last week or two that have caught your eye that you've enjoyed?
I'm just nodding because I like you, Blin. You got great things to say, buddy.
I appreciate that.
I did want to mention something you said, like, again, back to just in trying to enjoy the game. And I think the one thing that really pulled me into the game was the cup, the fantasy cup with the 86 overall team. That needs to come back for this promo. We need the Foot Birthday unlimited games cup, because it is what an outstanding way to enjoy the game. There might be some cards in this promo too that we'd be able to throw in if they maybe upgraded. It's like 87 rated squad or something like that, 88. Just to try out some new cards again, maybe get some use out of some of the, you know, the ones that we would normally consider fodder. So yeah, just overall wanted to make sure I mentioned that, or like some kind of parameter that, you know, just forces you to use people that are outside your main team. Sorry, John, I cut you off again, dude.
No, you're good. But yeah, the cards that came out this week were amazing. You know, you got some amazing center backs. I'm team João Felix. I know Kevin is. Joey, did you do either one on Martin?
I have not.
I skipped those. Okay.
I can't lie.
I would have done Depay, to be honest.
Ooh.
What were you saying, Kevin?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I don't know. I'm definitely Team Felix, but I was pretty moved by their performance in the UCL. I can't lie, I was very passionate. Honestly, the Simeone ball was very passionate. I don't know if it's for me, the Simeone ball, but I don't know how Barca can beat this. I'm scared now.
Yeah, well, I just realized, you know, if you're invested in a lot of these cards, I've got Bastoni, I've got Felix, I've got the Dortmund right back, Wolf. I did, and yeah, it looks like all of these games are on Sunday, so our significant others are going to be pretty pissed if we're wanting to watch these games. We're all Liverpool fans. They play in the FA Cup at 10:30. Dortmund game is at 11:30. This is all Central Standard Time, by the way, sorry. The Inter-Napoli game is at 2:45, and then the Barcelona and Atletico game is at 3. So out chopping. And then Joey, I know it's selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament. You might just need to, you know, bring your toilet into the living room and get your snacks, and then you're not leaving all day, man.
It's unbelievable what they've done for us. It's heavenly, to be honest. I'm very excited for that.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I need that toilet in the living room thing for Foot Champs, dude. That would be awesome.
It sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
I saw on Twitter there was a gamer chair that had a toilet in it this week.
It's like the South Park Cartman during World of Warcraft. Mom.
Mom. Oh my God, we've actually become, we've literally become that, by the way, just saying, like the that episode of South Park. But, yeah. But actually, no, going back to what Blimp brought up, this whole idea of these other cards, I'd like to shout out a few also. So I played my first Weekend League in a long time. I started out with like the first three or four games with a front three of Werner, who is pretty common, Wojciech Szmalarik, and then also Furich as well. And, awesome. So we went like a German-ish front three, I guess. And it was really cool and fun before we eventually switched it up because we had to change it up because that NWSL objective did come, right? So we got some of those players in. So I put Fleming into the team. I'd like to shout out Fleming. Oh my God, this card was crazy. And I hate to say it because 20 is going to just love this. And I know she plays a different role to Alex Morgan, who was also in my team, but my God, she cleared Alex Morgan. She was amazing going forward. She did everything defensively. Fleming was crazy. I love that card. And then also I'd like to shout out Mariana Cerro, the CDM. She's an Academy Evo player. So if you still have your midfield Academy Evo, I know that one wasn't really like as desirable and like the playstyle pluses were weird, especially if you wanted to use it on a cam, but she's not a cam. She's a CDM. She's medium high. And she has both Tiki Taka and Intercept Plus on this card. And I'm saying this because she's still active. They're crazy together. Just think about it. You zip in and she's small, kind of Conte-esque. And you know how he just zips in to take passes? She'll zip in, she'll take the pass, and then you got to get off the pass, right? She swivels 360 no scopes in the middle of it and gets the pass off with the Tiki Taka Plus. Amazing card. So fun. I know it's a lot of games, but if you're determined to grind out an Evo, I couldn't recommend this one high enough. She's like the best card in my team over the weekend. And I managed 16-3 in my first weekend back. So I'm saying this because I used Fleming in my team. I used Mariana Serra on my team. And I used Coates in my team. And who was okay, but like, you know, you don't really... Go ahead and try new cards. Don't be scared, guys. That's all I'm going to say. If you are scared to try new cards, you're afraid that you won't hit your 9 or 11 wins or whatever it is. Don't be afraid, guys. I don't think it will cause too much of a drop-off. So just... my little PSA there, although we've probably done that a few times in the past few weeks.
Yeah, us peons getting 11 wins, you know. You're looking down on us over your empire. Hey, we have to talk about Szmalarik because we need to talk about the pronunciation of his name. You butchered my boy bad right there. And we need to have a conversation about that.
I don't know.
The only reason I'm talking about this is I packed his hero card like day two and I used him a lot. And I have one of my best friends is Polish, and trying to say that name is impossible. I mean, I would recommend looking up his wife's name is also hilarious. Like, look up his Wikipedia. I shouldn't say hilarious. I'm sorry for all the Polish people out there. It's hard. It was crazy. Sorry, bad comment. It doesn't matter. You know. Say it one more time, Kevin. What do you got? What are you saying again?
Okay, let me tell the story here for this because I did have the correct pronunciation at one point. My dad's wife is Polish, so she gave me the pronunciation for this. The problem with that is that was like a year and a half ago, and I'm going based off my own memory. And when you go based off your own memory, it changes a little. You slightly get it wrong, and then you remember that incorrect memory, and then it gets even more wrong. But I'm going to go with Wojciech.
Oh, it's pretty good. That was better.
Wojciech.
Yeah, Wojciech.
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 Okay,
Wojciech. Wojciech. And yeah, I had to say it like 100 times. Yeah, I was out at a bar with him and, you know, had it imbibed a little bit. And like, I just kept saying it like over and over and over and over again. Like, do I have it right? I tried him too. I didn't get on with him as much as I did with his original hero card earlier in the cycle. So I'm a little upset that I haven't been able to enjoy him as much, but yeah, Wojciech. Wojciech, Wojciech.
Yeah, I'll be saying that like nonstop. Yeah, so I, you know, how you're saying, you said you're saying it nonstop. I'm gonna be doing that all night now. I'm gonna be bugging Steph all night. And also, one of the last times I went into your streams, I kept doing the Drake combination thing to my girlfriend the next day.
Combination. Over, so.
All right, guys, now we're gonna discuss how to pronounce Matthaus.
Matt House.
That's the only way.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, Matthew House, actually. Andy likes to play. I don't know. You guys want to do questions?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Well, I think we got two. I can see. First one is from the legend, Mr. Chucky C. says, looking how at EA doesn't allow me to red Evo his Dudek, we think EA releases an Evo during footies to Evo red Evos only. Okay, I don't know. Release an Evo during footies to Evo red Evos only. EA don't release goalkeeper SBCs with Playstyle Plus because it does not affect AI of goalkeepers in Ultimate Team. Thoughts? Well, that would be cool and chaotic with the amount of red Mbappes in the game. Wouldn't he be OP by then and should be okay? Okay. So I think I am excited. So I am holding like 87, 88, 90 rated cards because I think we mentioned it before. I think it's going to get to a certain point, probably during footies, where EA just drops either like a repeatable Evo, maybe they drop one like every day or every other day or something where maybe you can just submit somebody in and it gives them 5-star skills or 5-star weak foot. So basically you can just customize your own card, which I think that would be super cool. And especially during silly season where these cards are crazy anyways, we're going up against shapeshifter check every game. And why not? So that is my goal. I don't know, Kevin, what are you thinking?
Okay, so I guess this was my interpretation of the question. I think what he's theorizing is that is the reason that they have not allowed red evolutions to be used on goalkeepers. I think that's what he's saying. And I'm kind of the belief that, at least this is the way I read him, I'm kind of the belief that goalkeepers, there's something wrong with them. He's saying that because when this red Evo comes in the future, you'll be able to upgrade any red Evo and then it'll give them a playstyle plus or whatever. And he's saying that since goalkeepers can't get a playstyle plus, this is maybe why, right? So I just think that maybe there's something wrong with goalkeepers. I think the goalkeepers are broken. The playstyle pluses don't work on them in the game, but they do work in other game modes, or it exists anyways in pro clubs. So it's weird. I don't know. And then you can't put the red evils on them. It doesn't seem to work. So I don't know. I think maybe there's just an issue with goalkeepers in general. I think they also can't seem to upgrade their reactions on the promo cards. This is a problem. And a lot of people mention this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, a lot of times EA gives, when they give a promo card, they'll give one to a goalkeeper. But if you go look at their in-game stats, and you can't see their reaction stat, actually. It's like only an outfield stat. But when you see it, it cannot get upgraded for some reason. It does not get upgraded on the promo cards. That's weird also. So I think maybe just goalkeepers might be broken. But also maybe I don't understand the question. So there could be that also.
I think you're right. Because you can't red Evo them. There hasn't been an evolution out for them this year when you would expect there would be, you know, by this time where you can do a bronze or silver or low rated goalkeeper to give them upgrades. But yeah, I don't know. Something must be going on with goalkeepers. And it's a shame because, yeah, it made for a really interesting Streamers World Cup. I think Blimp's got a 66 rated Congolese goalkeeper.
Yeah, he sucks, bro. Kevin, he saves nothing.
Yeah, I think they both have maybe like 75 rated goalkeepers. Joey got lucky. He got Eddie Mendy, the Chelsea legend. But yeah, most people were rocking pretty terrible goalkeepers, despite having really good players from evolutions and other positions. So I think you're right, Kev. I think it's just broken. I don't think there's any way any other way that it could be.
Yeah, I second that.
Yeah, Blimp or Joey, you guys have any thoughts on this one?
No thoughts.
I just think there's probably Yeah, I think there's probably something wrong with the code. But I also think we haven't talked about the Streamers World Cup at all. So quick update, me and Kev did make the semifinals. So that will be coming up probably next week. So keep an eye on both of our Twitch chats, both of our Twitter profiles too. I know both of us, Kevin and myself, really appreciate the support this far and hope to have y'all backing us in the semifinals up the NBA FT.
Yes, we will bring it home for NBA FT. And it's tough, actually, because so I played John in my last game, and honestly, like, emotionally, it felt like a final. Like, I don't know if you know, like, some teams, like, you watch them at the World Cup or tournaments, they win some really big, like, rivalry game, like their semi or something, and then they're just dead for the final itself because, like, emotionally, they're exhausted. That was their final, right? So I need to, I don't know, get back into it, find my gear again, because that was just crazy for me. It was very emotional, and I love John a lot, and that's why it was.
Yeah, John's a good player. We clashed in the groups as well. It wasn't fun. It was stressful, and I sweated my ass off harder than I ever have. So that's what you got to do against great players, so that's what we both had to do.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
Blimp, how exactly did you feel playing against me then?
I mean, I was sweating too. I needed the wins to top the group. Maybe not as much game two, but game one, I was locked in, man.
All right, good answer.
It was fun though. It's been a ton of fun. And like I said, Joey, it sounds like you said you'd follow me on Twitter for a while, and I had never really interacted with you before, and you're an amazing human being. So it's been really cool to connect with you and some other people as well through the Streamers World Cup.
Wow. That's so nice. Again, thank you.
Did we have one more question, John?
Yeah, Joey, let's cut these guys off before we start feeling any worse. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, we just got one in mid pod from our great friend, and I believe he's gonna be on the next pod or the pod after. Dan Meehan. Question for the guys. Is Rivals more worth it than Champs to play now? Arguably 7 wins if you're in the right division or in the higher divisions to take you to around 14 games for some pretty crazy rewards compared to Champs, which is 20 games. And yeah, that's something we didn't touch on that we need to. Season refreshed, which we mentioned, but the Rivals rewards got significantly better. I know Blimp and I were in Division 1 and now in Division 2, and rewards are pretty insane. I don't have the list in front of me. You can go look at that for yourself, but I think we were talking about it when we were playing Fortnite last night, and I think the Rivals rewards are probably better than Champs rewards, which is awesome. Honestly, it's the hardest game mode if you're in the correct division skill wise, and I think you're being kind of rewarded for that now appropriately, and so you can spread out your games now over the entire week as opposed to a weekend league, which is now 3 days, which we do appreciate. But yeah, I think if you had to pick or choose, I would say Rivals right now, because especially if you're in the higher divisions, I haven't really checked out the lower divisions below me, but I would assume they're significantly better than they were last season too.
Yeah, that is a W question from a W friend and a W streamer and Dan, because how on earth did we not touch on that at all? I guess it's kind of like old news. It was a couple days ago, but dude, that is, in my opinion, the best update all year in terms of like anything rewards related or anything like grind content related. Because like you said, John, in Division 2, we get a ton of packs on top of this, but we get 4 untradeable 86 times 3s. That is like hard for me to even process, dude. That is absolutely unreal compared to, like I've always said, like I sandbag in Rivals, whatever. If y'all want to hate me for that, hate me for that. But there's no reason to grind up in Rivals. Like there's never been a reason this year. They brought the 84 times 10 last season or a few weeks ago, whenever that was. So I was like, okay, I'll go up to Division 2 for the 84 times 10. And now, I mean, you might catch me back in Elite, man. I can't promise that I want to grind like that. But the rewards, like, they just get monumentally better as you go up. And that's how it should be. Because like you said, John, it's the toughest game mode. If you're where you need to be, it's the toughest game mode. Like, if I get up to Elite, then I'll have to be sweating my ass off every game. And I should be rewarded for that. You know what I mean? So if you're grinding the hardest game mode on the game, you should be rewarded. And that is just an amazing, amazing update. And it's crazy. Like, you could get, that's basically a free 88 squad. At least 87 for being in Division 2. Like, if you get up past that, you can grind SBCs like crazy. Not to mention the chance to pack promos. And, dude, that is amazing. Joey, what are you saying about the update? You're nodding your head. I imagine it's all going to be positive, but what are your thoughts? Yeah.
My head nodder, I guess. Division, I'm not as good as these guys, but maybe some of you out here can relate. I was sticking around Division 4, yeah. Let's go, Chop. I've been sticking around Division 4 for most of it. I see now Division 3, though, is like kind of where that threshold hits, I think, where it's worth it. Where we got, you know, the 86-2, we got 2 of those, 2 84x5s, 2 50k packs. Absolutely worth it. And I am going to be looking at it a little bit differently. So, like, I'm sure, like, you haven't had a look at this yet for whatever reason, which was myself included, actually. I kind of just forgot about it. It's a great call out, because it's definitely makes it a little bit more worth it to sweat a little bit, to your point. So yeah, I'm not going to belabor the point. Definitely agree.
Yeah. How desperate were they for people to play Rivals too, right?
Well, I think this is the way it should be, though. You know, like, this is exactly the way that you should be rewarded. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we've been asking for better rewards in Rivals for a long, long time. And I think it's positive. I personally I'm not going to lie. I do play the game for rewards, but I still like to play Foot Champs. I don't know what it is, but I just like it. So I'm probably not going to spend my whole weekend playing rivals and trying to get up divisions. I usually do that during the week. But yeah, I do feel a little incentivized to, you know, see where I can go in rivals as well. I've gone up to Div 4. I've almost hit Div 3 this year. So I do think that Div 3 is definitely achievable. But I won't stop playing champs and prioritize rivals.
Yeah. I think I will. I think I'll prioritize rivals. I think that the reason I say this is because champs, you have you have 20 games, that's it, to achieve your awards, right? So whatever amount of wins you can get, you know, you're capped to 20 games in total, right? And that, depending on your ability, you can get higher or lower, obviously. But I feel like when you keep pushing on, it gets really hard and really difficult, and the rewards don't get that much better. Maybe from a coin standpoint, they actually do. I feel like going to rank 3 makes a huge difference coins-wise. But in Rivals, you have an unlimited amount of games to achieve that 7, and I've seen a ton of players that aren't as good, that they just play so much that they eventually keep climbing, and then they're able to get those rewards. So if you're someone that grinds the fuck out of this game, that's amazing for you, and that's great. So, you know, congrats to you guys. That's awesome. You guys are going to get rewarded for grinding the fuck out of the game now, and that's amazing, because I feel like right now, for a lot of people, what it's been is that champs felt more worth it, but also we got to wait until the weekend to play champs. So what are we doing during the week? We're like, what are we going to do? Well, we'll wait till the weekend. There's nothing really to do. EA probably doesn't want that. They want us to play all week, right? Now you get all week to grind. If you want to get, and it starts at Div 5, it looks like the rewards, but they start to get significantly better once you get to like 3-ish and a little better at 4 too. So now you can just keep going. You can keep grinding if that's what you want to do, right? So that is pretty cool, I think. But also the one thing about champs that I would say, and I don't like about this, although I'll tell you what it is. It's me. It's the fact you got to wait till Wednesday. I need my rewards now. I've gotten accustomed to my rewards now. I need my rewards right now.
Yeah, but I mean, you could just go out, play champs, get 6 wins, open up some rewards, and then just grind the fuck out of rivals too. So
yeah, it's not going to prevent me from playing champs at all. I'm still going to go 11 and out, past 11 if I'm having fun, which... usually I just go 11 and out because it's not worth the sweat. But like, you still have time. You have all week to play these Rivals games. So like, you can still get 11 wins in champs and however long. It might take some people longer. But I mean, how long does it take to play 20 games of FIFA? 4 or 5 hours max. So even if you're playing all those games, like, you still have the entire week to grind Rivals. So it's not going to keep me from playing champs. But if I had to pick one, I probably would pick Rivals.
Yeah. And actually, Martin, you raise a good point. Maybe what I'll do is I start champs. If I don't get to finish it and only get to like 6 wins or something, time, whatever happens, something happens to my time. If I'm playing rivals anyways, I'll requalify for champs either way, right? I don't need to worry about hitting that. I think 11 is where you requalify automatically, I think. So yeah, then that would be nice. Yeah, actually, Martin makes a good point.
Yeah, I think 9 wins and you're through to playoffs next week. So
yeah.
And if you win 6 games, you have to win, I think, 1 game of Rivals or 2.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. You know, that might be the play. 6 and out and then Rivals.
6 and out.
And I'll be playing more games, right? Because I want to climb.
You're going to play to 11, now. Kev. It takes like an extra hour, man. You might as well get 3 player picks. Right.
The thing is, and then once I get to 11, I'll be like, I'm already at 11. We may as well go to 14. I'm already at 14. May as well go to 16.
After 11, it gets sweaty, though. That's why it's just 11 for enjoyment and then out. But it's nice to like go 11 and out. And then if you have more time on the weekend, you're not just like doing nothing. You have these rivals rewards to grind for. So, I mean, it's just super rewarding, which is how it should have been the whole time. And I don't want to jinx anything, but gameplay has felt really good, like I said, the past few days. So hopefully it stays that way. That's something we've been crying out for. Because if the rewards are good, but playing the game is miserable, that kind of sucks. So lately, for me at least, it hasn't been miserable. So W's all around right now. Nothing but positive vibes.
Post-patch, too. We didn't really work on the patch, but I don't know if I could feel it, to be honest. I don't know if you guys, I don't know. Do you guys notice it?
No, I don't either.
But does anybody notice it?
Smooth. Maybe we can hear it.
Not really. I don't get what people are talking about, but I don't know, guys. I think we've irked off EA enough today. Kind of a rare thing to do. It was kind of fun though, but I don't know, man. Yeah, I think that'll wrap us up. I know we all kind of got to get out of here soon. Joey, legend, thank you for joining. I know we were all excited to have you on. Such a great dude, good vibes, and like Martine said, an insanely sexy voice. And it's good thing our cameras are waist high, right? So, Joey, dude, plug your podcast again. I know if you're American, Selection Sunday is this Sunday, and I believe you guys are doing a live show. So I would encourage you guys to listen to their podcast. It's amazing. And like Kevin was saying, it helps you keep up with sports when life is super busy, and these D-gens do keep up with it. So it's nice. So Joey, man, thank you. And where can we find you and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you guys very much. I need you guys to tell my wife all the nice things you've said about me. You know, when I'm in the doghouse, I need some help. You can find me First Row Podcast with Bill and Joe. First Row Podcast with Bill and Joe. It's Shogi and I, if you're familiar with him. Yeah. Selection Sunday, huge weekend coming up for college basketball. So very excited. You can find me on Twitch at JoeyDonuts17 and on X at JDonuts17.
Nice. Blimp, where can the people find you?
Yeah, Joey, thanks for coming on, man. It was awesome. Good vibes. You're an awesome dude, and we appreciated having you. Also, to everybody listening, if you're listening to this, we really appreciate you for listening to the whole podcast. That's pretty sick that you'd sit here and listen to us talk for this long. That's awesome. You can find me on Twitch and Twitter at WastefulBlimp. And I'm going to keep bringing the positivity, man. I got no reason not to right now. So shout out EA for that.
Absolutely. How about you, Martine?
Nice. Yes. Thank you, guys. I had a ton of fun today. It's good to be back after a week off. And you can find me on X and on Discord in the NBAFT Discord at ChopSweeFC. And yeah, I'll be happy to talk to you guys. So come and say hi.
Hi, Kev.
You can find me. I'm at KevinKFUT, Twitter, Twitch mostly, also in the Discord, of course. And again, please check out Joey's podcast. It's awesome. Him and Shogi are amazing on it. You guys should definitely check them out, because how else would I keep up with how Caitlin Clark is doing? I need to know how those rookie cards of Caitlin Clark are doing, of course, right? So, and also, hopefully, before you leave, we get to see Obi. Maybe he makes an appearance. That'd be awesome. We're cat guys here, of course, so.
Absolutely. And you can find me at FC_Bridges on Twitter, Twitch, Discord. You can find our podcast page at Your Foot Podcast on X. There's a link tree in there. If you click on there, that in our bio on our X page, you will have an invite to our Discord, the best Discord in the world, to talk FC 24 Ultimate Team, and also a link to all of our X pages if you don't want to pause and search them individually on X. So again, Joey, thank you. Blimp, Kev, Martine, I love you guys, and thanks for joining me today. And yes. And just remember, guys, in this silly game, gets you down and frustrated, we're not above you. We're not below you. We're right here with you. We love you. And remember, it ain't nothing but a foot thing, baby. Take care.
Peace.